The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The downtown Dallas Neiman Marcus store will be open at least for the next several months.
Saks Global, the parent company, says the iconic store will stay open at least through the end of the year, and they'll continue working with the city of Dallas on ways to reimagine the location. City Manager Kimberly Tolbert issuing a statement saying the city looks forward to continuing those conversations. Discussions could include keeping the luxury retail operation as is, or turning it into an art exhibition facility and or maybe a fashion center. But for now, the downtown Neiman's will stay open. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Macy's announced it's shutting down 66 stores across 22 states around the country in the next month or so. Now we know where those stores are closing. Five of them are here in North Texas. Macy's shutting down Market by Macy's stores in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Flower Mound. And full Macy's stores are closing at the Shops at Willow Bend in Plano and in Fairview as well.
Three teens have been shot following a fight in Pleasant Grove.
It happened on Ezekiel Avenue in Pleasant Grove last night at around 7. Police found three girls shot, ages 16, 17, and 18. Sources tell KRLD the 17 and 18-year-old were shot in the leg. The 16-year-old was more seriously injured and required emergency surgery. Her condition at this time is unknown. 21-year-old Marion Babino was arrested and charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Sources say that the shooting happened when a fight between several girls broke out, and Babino, who is the boyfriend of one of those girls involved in the fight, pulled out a gun and started shooting wildly into the crowd. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The guy's arrested in connection with killing Mo3 is now released in jail. Yella Beezy got busted earlier this month. Police say he's part of a murder-for-hire plot targeting Melvin Nobles. He went by Mo3. He got shot and killed in 35. Conway's bail set at $2 million. Prosecutors ask that amount to be lowered. The judge agreed. Now it's $750,000. Court records show he posted that bond and got out of the Dallas County Jail. He has to wear an ankle monitor and surrender his passport. Three people killed after heavy rain caused flooding across the valley. San Juan Fire Chief Tirso Garza says they've been pumping water out of flooded subdivisions.
Some of these ditches where the water flows to, they're pretty much up to capacity. So we ask for the residents to work with us and bear with us till we get a grip on this so we can get this water or get this city back to normal.
Cameron Hidalgo, Willacy, and Starr County had disaster declarations. Public asked to avoid flooded roads and to report any storm damage online.
Doge says jump. RFK says how high? In this case, 20,000 workers are going to be losing their jobs at the CDC, the FDA, the National Institutes of Health.
We're going to eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments and agencies while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. We have two goals. The first is obvious, to save the taxpayer money by making our department more efficient. And the second is to radically improve our quality of service. I want to promise you now that we're going to do more with less. No American is going to be left behind. Our key services delivered through Medicare and Medicaid, the FDA and CDC, and other agencies will enter a new era of responsiveness and a new era of effectiveness. We're going to consolidate all of these departments and make them accountable to you, the American taxpayer, and the American patient. These goals will honor the aspirations of the vast majority of existing HHS employees who actually yearn to make America healthy. 28 great divisions will become 15. The entire federal workforce is downsizing now, so this will be a painful period for HHS as we downsize from 82,000 full-time employees to around 62,000. We're keenly focused on paring away excess administrators while increasing the number of scientists and frontline health providers so that we can do a better job for the American people. We're going to streamline our agency and eliminate the redundancies and invite everyone to align behind a simple, bold mission. I want every HHS employee to wake up every morning asking themselves, what can I do to restore American health today?
A reaction to this, here's House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The mass firings are likely unlawful, will likely be challenged in court. And we also know that it does nothing to improve the health, safety, and economic well-being of the American people. It will hurt it.
Now, CBS medical contributor Dr. John LaPook weighing in on this. He says, sure, everyone wants to get rid of the bloat, but there are, for him anyway, still too many unanswered questions as to how this is going to impact the science involved in disease treatment and prevention.
For the FDA, for example, we're cutting 3,500 jobs. We're not affecting drug approval. We're not affecting the food, looking over the food supply. So exactly where is it coming from? Well, it's administrative redundancy and HR redundancy. I would love to see, at some point, there must have been some analysis made and a big, thick report. I'll do the deep dive on it, and I'd like to see exactly how they came to the conclusion. I'd love to see, you know, redundancy and waste get rid of that just like the next person. But I'd love to see, do we know how that's going to affect people and will it do any harm? There was one figure, you know, I drilled down on the website. It said a grant to the Texas Department of State Health Services, $877 million and more, $628,206 is going to be cut. That's the savings. So Texas, they're having an outbreak of measles right now. Where exactly is that coming from and over what period of time and what are the repercussions of that? Are we going to see cuts to things that are so important like support of children and childhood vaccinations? We know there have been questions about vaccination support. So there's a lot of questions right now. Human beings don't like uncertainty. I'm one of them.
Speaking of vaccinations, we've got the latest on this measles outbreak in West Texas coming up. There's been kind of a strange new twist to that one. We'll have that for you coming up. And one other thing is these job cuts continue. Critics are wondering, we've discussed this on this show, you know, is the Pentagon going to get the chainsaw treatment at some point? The land of the $6,000 toilet seats. That hasn't happened yet. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, he's met with Elon Musk, and he says he's cut $580 million worth of contracts and grants. But this is the Pentagon. $580 million.
A lot more to give.
Yeah, $580 million represents 0.07% of 1% of the DOD's budget. Mike Rogers, John Little, Austin York is here as well, and we are joined on opening day at Globe Life Field. And a very special guest. If you know anything at all about pro wrestling, you know about MJF. There he is right there.
There it is, baby. Look, introduction was, it was okay. So I'm just going to take over
okay.
from here, okay,
it
boss
was
man?
Weak.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you are deaf, dumb, blind, stupid, or poor, my name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman. I am the longest reigning AEW world champion of all time. And today, I'm here to throw out the first pitch for the Rangers. I'm very excited, not necessarily to be here in Texas. I'm a New York boy, as you guys know. Southern people, a little slow, but I think we're going to get through this today. It was so, I don't know how you guys do it. The adrenaline running through your veins, just talking about weather and traffic. I mean, how do you contain yourself?
Listen, it is a passion. It is a passion that you come to love if you live here in North Texas, because you got to have a car. You know, New Yorkers know nothing about that.
No.
You guys use the train and stuff like that.
Cars are for the poor.
We use cars here. We've got to know about the traffic. And then we got a lot of different weather out in these parts. Tornadoes chasing us down. So we live this stuff. We know it.
It's quite windy.
It courses through our veins.
You know,
Austin
warned me about you. He said, now, you know, he said, you might want to wear a cap tomorrow because he's probably going to make fun of your bald head.
I only have one so far, Cue Ball, and I won't again, I promise.
All right, good.
We got that
out of the way.
But
all
what
right,
I will talk about,
all right,
shut your mouth. What I will talk about is the fact that on July 12th, I'm coming back here, Globe Field, right,
yeah.
Globe Life. I'm coming back here for All In. We're going to pack this sucker out. I main evented the first ever All In. We were in front of 82,000 people.
Is that good?
That's good. It's the biggest wrestling event of all time.
Oh, all right.
And
okay.
We have now taken it out of London, and we are bringing it to good old U.S. of A., the only country that matters, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we're bringing it to the South. It is what it is.
Okay.
But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and I'm just happy to be out of the U.K. I'm so excited. We're bringing it to the U.S., All Elite Wrestling, we're the best wrestle. It's going to be fantastic.
How do you feel about Gulf of America? Is that something you're a fan of?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't like the sound of it, but I'm also not going to sit here and tell you I love it either because I don't want to deal with political crap.
There you go.
I'm just here to talk wrestling.
Hey, neither do we.
That's it.
There you go.
I'm just here to talk wrestling. I don't want anything to do with
You're an entertainer. Do you prefer throwing big, fat, sweaty guys around in the ring or standing up there with a mic in your hand?
Listen, when you talk big, fat, sweaty guys, you're the perfect person to ask that question.
He's going to bother
me. Trust me. I know it's radio, folks, but trust me, he's the perfect person to ask that question. I'm not going to body slam him.
I am not sweating.
No, you're not yet. Not until I start talking to you. No, I'm telling you right now, that's a great question. Listen, I love my job. I love professional wrestling because I'm good at it. I always win. Now, some people say, they claim, I cut corners, I cheat. To me, there's no such thing as cheating as long as you get a W.
Yeah, HGH, it's fine.
It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. It's, cool. It's sports.
Why
do you guys think you won 2 years ago? It's sports, baby.
I know that you have a little bit of a singing voice. I know that that's how you kind of first rose.
Absolutely.
This guy sings the national anthem,
yeah,
too.
I do. Yeah,
do you?
Exactly.
He does.
I do.
At this very stage.
Are you going to be singing tonight?
No, not tonight, because I'm not as big of a headliner as you are.
And
they
you never
get me
will
to
be,
sing,
but I'm so happy
like
that
on
you
Tuesday
got to do
nights.
It. Tuesday nights.
Yeah, like a late,
yes.
I mean, after
yeah,
a big delay.
Do
yeah,
they
definitely.
Cut, do they cut the mic? And
oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's recorded.
Okay,
yeah.
it's all
have you,
recorded.
Have you ever done cut you on the first pitch before? Have you been practicing?
I've never thrown a baseball in my life.
Oh, boy.
Not even one time. Right.
And you're not worried about it at all.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw this Nolan Ryan guy do it in a documentary. It looks easier than sin. I mean, I'm not worried at all. Got to take a little Advil. You know, I watched his mechanics with the pitch. It seems very easy to me. I say they're going to clock me in at about 100, 105, right down the middle.
100
You're
or
a Mets guy or a Yankees guy.
I am a Mets guy. The Yankees, horrible. I think we can all agree that the Yankees are horrible.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a big Mets guy. My boss had to pay me a lot of money to wear this jersey today. It is what it is. Luckily, listen, we're in different parts of the world. You know, we don't play each other all that often. So it's not the bitterest pill for me to swallow.
So now you're in pretty good shape. Do you want to take care of that and handle up on some of this boomstick burrito?
Would you ever eat a boomstick burrito?
I think I'm going to say hard no. I'm going to say hard no because I feel like it'd be more of a boomstick coming out than going
That's
in.
That's right.
Oh, it definitely would be. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Don't worry about that.
Right.
I had to say this last night, Hurt Syndicate. Are you going to join? What's going on?
So here's
there?
The deal, man. As you know, I'm a generational talent.
Oh, of course.
I'm MJF. If you know about pro wrestling, you know about me. It's synonymous. Now, MVP, he knows me. Montel knows me. Of course he wants me in the Hurt Syndicate. The Hurt Syndicate needs a fourth member. They've been talking about it for a long time. The problem is Bobby Lashley is the problem. Let's talk about Bobby Lashley for a second. I'll explain Bobby Lashley
to
the listeners at home. Okay?
Bobby
Lashley, former All-American amateur wrestler, former world champion.
Big dude.
Gigantic. One of the most dominant professional wrestlers of all time. First ballot Hall of Fame career, no questions asked. However, his issue with me is he thinks that I'm untrustworthy.
Oh.
He thinks I might not be a savory person. He thinks I'm mean. And I don't know where he got all this info from.
That's the question.
Listen, there's, you know what people say? There's no I in team, but you know what there's an I in? Win.
Yeah,
and if the Hurt Syndicate wants to win, then Bobby needs to lower his guard down a little bit and let Daddy into the house.
There you go.
Because I'll clean it up real nice, real quick.
Before we break, see this guy behind you, number 23?
The fat guy right there?
I want you to go body slam him for us.
Hey.
You could definitely.
I don't think anybody could pick that guy up. I don't think the whole U.S. Navy could pick that guy up.
You know what his catchphrase is, right? He's better than you, and
you
know
it.
I do know it.
Now you all know it, and what you know more than ever.
Having spent 10 minutes in your presence, I know it.
What you know more than ever, folks, is July 12th, we are going to be here, Globe Life Field. Get your tickets now, AEWTix.com. Be there or be poor.
We love it. We
MJF,
love it. MJF,
Maxwell,
baby.
Jacob
Thank
Friedman.
You for stopping by, man. That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
Incredible.
All right, have a good
now
one.
Now back to traffic and weather, something people really care about.
How are we going to trump that?
We'll do that next.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.